From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Jordan Howell. First Minister Mark Drakeford has confirmed that Wales will enter a short, sharp national lockdown. The firebreak will start this Friday at 6 p.m. and last for 2 weeks.
The window we have within which to act is only a small one. And to be successful, we need everybody's help. Here in Wales, this is the moment to come together.
Household mixing, both in and outdoors, will be stopped for the period, except for single parents and those living alone that have joined a support bubble. Those that can work from home should do so. And primary and special schools will reopen after the half term as normal, and only those in year 7 and 8 will be able to return to secondary schools. All other students will return the following week. Next, the family of Michael Gale, the 54-year-old man who died after an alleged assault in Cardiff on Friday, have paid tribute to him, calling him an adoring granddad with the kindest heart. The incident happened at a property on Cypress Crescent in St Melons and also resulted in a 50-year-old woman sustaining serious injuries. A man has since been charged with murder and attempted murder. Garvey Gale, who is 21, was due to appear before Cardiff Magistrates Court this morning. Wales' former Brexit Party leader Mark Reckless has joined the Abolish the Assembly Party. He says the Brexit Party achieved its goal in getting the UK out of the EU and that he was joining the new party to help give those opposed to devolution a proper voice. And finally, the Dinas Powys Art Group will launch an exhibition trail later this week showcasing the work of over 20 artists. Over 70 pieces of art will be on display and will be located around the village. Suitable for all ages, it starts on Saturday and runs until November the 1st. And in sport, Gareth Bale's first match back at Tottenham Hotspur didn't quite go to plan last night as the side drew 3-3 with West Ham. Despite West Ham being down 3-0 at the start of the second half, they had a remarkable comeback in the closing moments.